Amatron from the Creation Light Chip, and today is a wonderful day here. It's Monday, and we're going to have some nice healing. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Get right down to business here. And we'll do a feeling body for everybody. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And naturally we want to do mental. So here we go, mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Oh boy, some stuff going on 2 days ago. So we'll clear this out here. So start over again. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days. Okay, that's probably typically Saturday. It would be Friday, Saturday. And yesterday. And today. There we go. Remember, it depends where you are, because yesterday could be a different time change, a different time zone, where actually it could be, at a different location, different time, different place. So this is why sometimes if you have a problem, I might say it's 2 days ago, and it's actually maybe the day before. So here we go. So if you resonate to that, great. Let's do a sensory body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do another clearing here. This is for trauma for people. The trauma body doesn't necessarily need to be done all the time, but this is for people who are in trauma their whole life for some reason. They have this maybe black cloud over their head, so to speak, and they just happen to live in traumas. They're experiencing that because maybe their body's filled full of it. And being filled full of traumas is from your ancestors, so you're living this continuously here all the time. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for trauma. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And today's show is the 1st of February, 2010. And if you wish to call in, for BBS, it's 415-898-8670. So we'll see if our co-host is on today. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
Yes, I am. I am out here. I think you gave the wrong number, though, Ron.
Okay, go ahead. Correct me.
Let me see here. The toll-free number, my computer here, 815-975-6. I'll do that again. 888-815-9756. And then there are three other numbers, which starts with 530-327-7602 is one of them. And if you want to check them out, they're on BBS Radio, Live Talk Radio Station 1, which is what we are on today. It's Monday, the 1st of February, and we had a great session with you for 8 hours and Creation Lightship yesterday, and we have some more Sundays coming up, and maybe you want to go into share a little bit about what we did, and also if anyone on the Fast Chat wants to call in, please feel free to do that or share it on the Fast Chat if you have some experiences that you want to share with us. Thank you so much. And Ron, do you want to talk about these great calls you're having on the Sundays? Ron, I seem to have lost you. So anyway.
Yep, I'm here. Okay, so yeah, if you want to call in and describe what it was like for you on the Sunday call yesterday, call in at 877-384. And I'll have to wait for my screen to blip in again here. 3257. So please call in if you were on this call and just tell people what it was like. What the calls are about is to take away from you these invisible energetic creatures, we'll call them, the alien energies that are inside of our bodies that we don't necessarily know where and who, where they came from and who they are. But they do live off of us. I was working with a lady earlier today, and she may be listening even. She was from Austria. So she was having a little pain in her body, and it was, I want to say it was at chakra 3.5, between the power and the heart chakra. So at chakra, we'll say 3.5, she's wondering what clearing would work for her. She had an emotional clearing already, so she's wondering about the feeling body, because she figured that the problem with her physical body was the fact that she had, maybe emotional or some kind of trauma that was stored inside of her, which is really astute for a person to understand that. I hope everybody online listens to this and understands that what you experience normally is caused by your ancestors' belief systems. And so she was looking at that, saying, yeah, I have something wrong with me in my body. I have blocked energy there. It feels constricted. So what clearing should I have to release this? So as I was talking to her, I said, well, I think you have an alien energy in you, basically. So I took out and did a healing with the octopus energy. I think I took out 3 of them. And she felt better. So for her, she needed to have the special clearing on the website for $30 a month, which I'd recommend everybody to get on. And this is the alien attack removal. And for her, I said to go into the parasitic life forms and work on the octopus and the squid and the jellyfish. And then if anything else comes up after that, then keep on going. But those are the ones that was causing her body problems. So it's very interesting to finally realize, and people may understand this as they listen to this program, that we're not alone, which I say a lot, and we're not alone here. What's in you? What's causing your problems? You know, and these life forms are what we release out of you on the 8-hour calls on Sundays. So if you're interested in having better health, having your body feel better. See, most people are not associated with their body. This is the saddest thing here on this planet. Most people, you know, they live in their mind and the mental energy, and they go to work every day, and they live for the weekend. And they don't care what happens to their body. Just look on some of the TV channels as you do your web surfing, you know, we'll say, or channel surfing. And you see people, you know, probably riding maybe motorbikes. You see people doing things that are really hard on the body, especially younger people who parents egg them on, you know, and cheer them on, will say, doing maybe football and these really, you know, active sports when they're younger. And they don't know that's going to hurt their body. In fact, maybe even if you're listening here, you say, yeah, I was an athlete or doing all this stuff when I was younger, and now I have a hard time bending over. I'm 45, 50 years of age. My knees hurt. And why is that? Probably because your parents told you to go out and play basketball, you know, or go out and jog on concrete, you know, go out and do this. And that naturally what happens? Entities come into you to do this also. So most people, you know, don't realize that your body's going to be with you for your whole lifetime. And you live for the moment, but you don't understand the body. So you don't really care about your body. As long as your body's working fine, you don't really know what's going to happen. And then as you get older, you have these problems. So the whole thing is how much do you love your body? Well, these alien life forms are attached to you. Do you care enough about your body to get them out of you? Most people are probably not going to know what I'm even talking about. But if you do listen to this program, by all means, get onto the alien attack page. It's only $30 a month, $1 a day, and get these things out of you so you can feel better and live better. I think we have a caller. I heard a beep a little bit ago. So who's online?
Larry. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Annika. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good
yes,
to talk to you.
Yes, I was on the intensive yesterday, and I did 17 waters that were energized.
Wonderful.
And you can use the waters maybe for drinking, for your nervous condition or emotional system, or maybe the... You know, for your gums, for gargling, and the hands or body for rubbing. And if you have a sore spot, maybe in your left side or right side, you can rub the water in that. If for an ulcer, you can drink it for an ulcer, or maybe for I even use it for eyes, to wash out the eyes, because I had some medicine that was put in my eyes, eye drops from the eye doctor, and to examine my eyes, and I had to wash them out with some energy water, and that worked out really good to clean out the eyes from dust or stuff like that, the ears or different parts. And if for gentle drops, or maybe from rubs and stuff, to help the healing process. So I think the water was really good for the intensive yesterday. You can do it for many, many different reasons, and use a little creative imagination too on how you can supply the water to your body needs. So that's a lot that I had to comment on that. Then I had a request maybe for healing for whatever looks good for us on a group basis.
Okay. So, Larry, that is just incredible. Very good test there that you did yesterday, and I'm so glad to hear of all that different creative, ways of using the water. And I just wanted to know if you want to go into what you liked the most about the call yesterday. It's just interesting for us all to hear.
Well, I think the best thing was the entity releasing from the mind. We worked on the mind an awful lot. And that gave the mind more freedom of expression, getting our expression back again, and then to drop down into the heart to get the heart expression, and entity and worms and things released from the heart to get your heart expression back again, because we drop down into the heart to get that main expression back. The mind is secondary, but the heart is the primary thing, and the mind of the heart, so to get that main expression is our ultimate goal. And we worked on the different parts of the body a lot, too, the legs and the organs of the body and the rejuvenation of the body parts, to get them back and acclimate them back to a normal balance, a normal function, the way they were originally. So the whole program in its entirety was really good to restore the body back to normal balance and to release the densities, the entities, and the shapeshifters and everything to bring us back to normal balance and happiness. We've got the joy of the heart back again in one clearing that we had. And we got the joy of our spirit back again to work through us, to know what it's like to be a real person once again from the artificial densities that were released from us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's always interesting for me because 8 hours can sound like a really long time, and I'm just noticing for me it's like it goes really easily, and I'm just so relaxed during the whole call, and I just wanted to see what you think. Do you feel like you're getting tired from that length, or?
I thought it was okay. I thought that of all the healings combined that I've had, I've seen a steady growth and progress and the releasing of the densities and a permanent healings that come about. And I usually ask Spirit for a permanent healing so that one will not undo the other, because they cross over somewhat too, and for a permanent healing. And then in succession, one after the other, to have a permanent base clearings come about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you had something to ask from Ron? I heard there,
yes,
in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I requested a group clearing for whatever looks good for us to have, because I'm not a total light being. I would rather have them evaluate and decide what's the best thing for the group basis for a clearing.
For a group clearing, Ron.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Ron?
So let's just see what people need right now who are listening. Remember, all these healings do work on the archives. So if you're new to the program, just go to the archives. And the healings will work for about 2 to 3 months. And after that, if you keep doing them, then the lightship, is expecting that you understand the healings and that you're going to go on and have the whole lifetime one. So all that I do is simple sample clearings. They do work, definitely. They're in the moment. It's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. But you must have, your whole lifetime cleared if we take a particular clearing, like a mental body or trauma or emotional, so that you're out, into a much better way of looking at things or feeling. Because if you're still dealing with stuff on a day-to-day basis, having a clearing one day at a time is not going to help you, because you're recycling energy from the past. So this is why you must be cleaned out from the past, so that it doesn't come into your future. I think you all may understand that. Because what happens to you today is not from what's happening today. It's not a brand new thought form that comes into your consciousness. It's already sitting there manifesting and, in a sense, festering, and it comes up. And so you could have many lifetimes associated with this, and in this lifetime, your body wants to heal it. So you're dealing with the situation. So let me just tune into the group here, and we'll see what... I think people need to have some peace. That's what I'm picking up here, peace energy, peace and calmness. So here we go. We'll bring this energy in. So I'd like everybody, if you would, to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. You're going to see a light beam there. And we're going to put the life force energy into this light beam from the light chip so that you can have this beautiful energy coming into your room. So we'll bring in the females today. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, I'll put some music on and you can enjoy this energy. So stronger, stronger. Remember, it's only heart energy. You're not going to feel it inside of your head. That's mind. That's the darkness. It's in time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Heart-centered now, feeling the wonderful energy, so I'll turn it back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, and thank you for calling in, Larry. We do enjoy all callers to comment, and new questions are always welcome for Ron and the Creation Light Chip, and you can ask for sample clearings or different questions that you have about what the Light Chip is all about. So you may call in. There's a toll-free number on Station 1, 888-815-9756. And I don't see my fast chat right now, Ron, and I think maybe that's just something coming up. But anyway, I think you have another number that might have been added to BBS, Ron. Is there another one, 877-something?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My fast chat does not want to function. I'm going to try it again here, come out and go in again here. So
see, it's interesting because
somebody else has it. Maybe you can call in here.
It's interesting because my fast chat just did the same thing. So.
Oh, here we go, 877-384-3257.
Ah,
and there's
okay.
Also I see a 530 number.
Yeah, there's a few of those, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and I think there is a caller on now.
Ron.
Is
Hello,
there a caller?
Else?
Hi, from New York.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, share, there's a more, I mean, I'm glad Larry was sharing his experience. I also was wondering, I just realized something about why, you know, I've been doing these intensives since May, and I've seen a big progress in me. Of course, I also do the whole life clearings, which is also necessary, and all the on the website, all the different various clearings that you could do online, you know, those are to keep, you know, all that stuff away from you. But it's not the call also, there was 1 week where we had a lot of fun as well. It's not all about just clearing all the darkness. Of course that's important, but we also go into the light ship where the part of our spirit that is clear, that's not in the dark, is getting an experience of being on the light ship. And I really enjoyed that, and I didn't really, it took me quite a while to realize what was happening, because I felt like half of me was not really in there, but then the other half, I guess, was traumatized, and other parts of me was looking forward. Finally, I'm looking forward to them, because I'm also realizing I must have cleared a lot, because I'm starting to enjoy it more than I used to, because in the beginning, I must have had a lot of stuff to clean out. So I feel like I'm in my spirit a lot more. The other thing I think I realized as well was that I never heard you say this, but you must have said it. I just wasn't able to comprehend that for me now my goal is ascension. You know, to bring my all my spirit back as much as possible, and to do all the clearings that I need to be able to ascend to the eighth dimension. At least if that's where I choose to go. I don't really know if that's really where I want to go yet. But until that point, I mean, that's my goal right now. I mean, I don't have any illnesses, thank goodness, to deal with, that, at least not, you know, like serious chronic stuff. So that's why I'm looking forward to doing these intensive, because of that reason. I remember you saying that they're trying to find parts of us. I've done the barcodes, and I guess being on the intensives, this is going to help them look for all the parts and start looking now, not wait till the ascension time comes when I haven't done any intensives. Seems like it's important to do these intensives, Ron, correct?
Yeah, it's a must. I mean, it's the most important thing you can do for your body in this lifetime. Remember, you're dealing with your body. Also your spirit, too. But remember, your spirit mimics your body. So, like I always say, if the dark side takes part of your body away, it takes also part of your spirit. So when you think about that, you go, wow, if I lost an arm over in a dark side universe and my spirit's arm is over there, how's that going to affect me now? Well, maybe you might start to have problems with your arm because you have no life force energy in it or healing energy. So it's all very, very, you know, important, you know, and everything's connected. So most people don't think of their spirit because you can't see it. And you know about your body, you know, you trip and fall and you skin your knee and you go, oh man, that really hurt, you know. Well, that's your body. But your spirit's suffering too. So you need to have your spirit also cleaned out. And this is why these calls are so important, because it works with both your spirit and your body. Does not work with your mind. Your mind is the darkness. It cleans the mind energy out of these energies of your body. So just think of yourself suffocating in mind energy. And this is most likely why you cannot talk to people about this program, because they're too mind controlled with all their implants and they're being suffocated. And this is why Jesus said basically, let the dead bury the dead. They don't get it. They don't understand. How do you help somebody who's not willing to come forward to have an open mind, we'll say, a way to go to their heart to understand these energies? And so most people don't even know they have a spirit. They hear about it. The churches may talk about spirit, but they normally talk about God outside of yourself and how unworthy you are and how the devil, you know, is going to get you if you don't pray to God. And so you're already on this banana peeling with one foot in the grave, slipping into the reality of hell with the darkness. So this is basically what you want to do, is to connect to your spirit and your body, get them both connected. And these calls help to get rid of these alien energies that are interfering with your own lifestyle living today. So, you know, if you're not on these calls, you're missing out a lot on helping out your body and your spirit. So it all depends where you hold your reverence to. Like I said, most people don't understand that they have a spirit. But they do know about their body, because your body goes to work, does different things. And so remember, if you don't have your spirit healed along with your body, you're not going to have a healing. And if your body is suffering, then by all means, you've got to have these clearings, at least the emotional clearing to start off with, and the alien death barcode. You need to get these things off of you. You know, even if you are in good health, you know, at some point you're going to have a situation, a problem, to where you need to have these clearings done. If you don't have them, you're going to be lost. Like Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. So that might sound kind of harsh to some of you, but that's it. If you don't have the consciousness and the awareness, if you're unwilling to get the awareness that there's something outside of you, you know, that's going to be causing you harm, then you're just like a walking zombie. You must realize that there's help out there and understand that, but you have to come forward to do what needs to be done to get rid of it, because the dark side will keep you in the self-fulfilling prophecy of misery. This is how it works. This is why the planet is the way it is now, because of all the religious mind controls that's been placed on humanity from the get-go. So this is a problem that we're dealing with, is mind control from the energy. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, caller from New York, there for sharing. And it's great to hear about the progress that you have gone through with referring to the calls and also all that work that you were mentioning. And I can totally relate to that myself, and how good it is to actually be doing this work. And you sort of don't know till you're doing it. And that's one point that I know a lot of people bring up a lot of the time, that we don't actually know, we're not really aware until we are doing that work, and we can start to see what is coming up in us that we do not really want anymore. And not just that, but also what's going on a bigger scale. So Alexander is having a question, Ron, and he asks if we can do a parallel life clearing or a clearing where you bring our spirit back. And usually you bring the spirit back after each sample is what I understand. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have many parallel lives that the darkness brings us in. You can just even look at those on TV programs now. You know, they've been coming out a lot about artificial intelligent bodies, like the surrogate, you know, having that, you know, all these new programs that are coming out, TV shows and stuff like the movies, you know, they're all hinting toward that. They're not actually hinting, they're showing you the reality of what the darkness has in store for us. So for most people, it's entertainment, but what it is, they're giving you the full story of where you're headed, okay? So once you understand that, you go, wow, I got to find out about parallel lives, you know. I got to find out, do I have a clone body out there someplace that's living? You know, hello, of course you do. So here we go, a parallel life clearing. Remember, you're on other planets, other things right now, living a lifetime. Should you be? No, the light only gives you one life in the now. So that's a big misconception for a lot of people, because the New Agers talk about how you're a multidimensional being. So when you think of being multidimensional, that means that you're everywhere. Well, you're not. You're only in the life form that you choose to be in at that particular moment in time when you're on the light frequency of creation. Okay? If you're not there, then of course you're a multidimensional being. You're out in all different types of parallel lives of darkness. This is what I call the light of the darkness. So once you start to catch on to what I'm talking about, you may have ahas in every show that you listen to, and by all means, go back into the BBS archives. Very, very, very important. If you don't understand what I'm talking about now, but you think, yeah, there's something to this here, you know, listen to 10 archives and take some notes. And what can happen is you may have selective hearing, okay? You might hear me talk about something, and you might hear about 95% of it, and you might go sideways on the other 5%. So the other shows will bring you back into alignment, because the dark side does not want to have you listen to what I'm talking about. You know, this is the last thing they want you to hear, and so this is why, you know, we have just a selective group of people who are awakened, who understand about this here. So here we go. And yes, there's a comment here. One way the dark side is holding us down is through sex. That is correct. I would say that's 100% true. So thank you, Bill, for mentioning that. You know, whatever they do for addictions, and that would could be an addiction possibly, but you know, I'm looking more at the general thing. I can't get into too much of this here, because I'd be stepping on people's toes. They probably wouldn't like what I'm saying. Anyway, I won't go into any of that. So here we go. Parallel lives. So, first planet cleared. Second planet cleared. Third planet cleared. Fourth planet cleared. Cleared. Fifth planet cleared. I'll do 10 of these. Sixth cleared. This is your lifetimes of planets that you're living on. Fifth, seventh cleared. Eight cleared. Nine cleared. And 10 cleared. There we go. So, automatically your spirits return to you, but what I'll do is do this manually here. So here we go. So spirit again return to you from the first parallel lifetime, second parallel lifetime, third parallel lifetime, fourth parallel lifetime. I'm feeling a lot of heart energy right now, heart pressure. Fifth parallel lifetime, sixth parallel lifetime, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Just see how you feel. So, you know, you might actually sense more of yourself with you, which is what you should feel. Your spirit should be in every part of your body. Number one, it should be residing there. And number two, it should be integrated in your cellular structure. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, wow, that was great. Thank you. I actually could really feel that when you were bringing the spirit back, too. So even though I know that happens, but it's it was even more noticeable when you're doing it. So thank you. And next one here to ask is Marie is having a headache, so I was thinking maybe a pain clearing sample or something else for that.
That'd be great. Let's look at implants since we're talking about parallel life. So here we go. We'll do implants here, and then we'll do a pain. So here goes implants out of our heads. You know, unfortunately, we have more than one. Okay, so a lot of people think, oh, you know, I just got one of these things that's getting released here. So we're gonna do. We'll do five implants. So here we go. First implant, out. Second implant, out. Third, remember, these are controlling you some way. You don't know how or what. Could be working with maybe your hormonal system. Number four. And number five. Okay. And now we'll do pain. So here we go. Working with pain associated to your head. If you have pain somewhere else in your body, then just think of that right now, and this healing will work for that. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay.
In fact, I'll put some music on for a minute here.
Thank you.
And allow everybody just to settle in here. Because remember, the show goes by so quickly that if you don't have a chance to understand what we're doing, you're going to miss it. So we need some time to contemplate, to kind of understand what's happening, and take notes. Because you're in the moment. You may forget what actually happened to you. The dark side will then take you over afterwards to invalidate what you think you heard. Okay, so you should be pretty heart-centered. We'll drop into your heart if you're not, then we'll get some more questions coming up here. So here we go. So dropping down, we're going to take your mental body, drop it down into your heart, or to make it more simple, your thoughts are going to go into your heart center. And this is where you want to live your life. So it's this you should be doing yourself. This is not something that I need to do for you, okay? So here we go. 10, dropping down, you may feel the energy actually move through your body. So most people feel this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we're going to put some more music on again so you can feel being heart-centered. And people, please call in. We got probably time for one more call. So you can call in. Just go to the fast chat and get the phone number or just check with the BBS number there. You want to repeat it again, Annika?
Okay, it's 888-815-9756. And if you go to bbsradio.com, station 1, you'll see three more phone numbers there. So, Ron, do we want to do a sample for a pain clearing for to add just there for Marie?
Yeah, okay, here we go. So pain, so here we go. Release some pain from you, so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll wait for the next caller to call in. We'll put some music on so you can actually feel this energy from your thoughts, your mind, and your heart center. We'll drop you down again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So remember, when you're in your heart, you cannot think of a negative thought. And entities cannot work through your body when you're in your heart center. Thank you. should feel pretty heart-centered now. And, boy, I'm seeing a lot of energies out there. I'm seeing a lot of alien faces that I'm kind of picking up here. Remember, I'm actually with all of you during this program because all the energy runs through me. And there's a lot of these alien creatures that are growling right now. So I find that quite interesting. A lot of you must be having some wonderful healings being done by getting out of parallel lifetimes. So, Annika, I decided I'd interject that here. So, energy is leaving you. That's the reason, because the light ship is here to get rid of these things. So, back over to you, Annika.
Okay, well, that's great to know. So, thank you for all that. I think, actually, I heard a beep, so I want to make sure. Is there anyone there?
Hi, it's Karen. Can you hear me?
Hi, Karen. I can hear you well and clear.
Well, I wanted to call and give a little testimonial for the space clearing and ask a question about it. I was traveling last weekend. I went to a training in California, and so I used the space clearing for the first time and just used it generally, and I just felt so, just using it generally, clearing the room I was staying in and where I had the training, I felt so protected, and I did a few object charges, and I just felt so great and heart-centered the whole weekend. And then when I flew home on Monday, I charged my plane, and I had just the best travel day. Everybody that I had to deal with at the airport love their jobs. I would just look at them, and it made me smile. They were so pleasant to deal with. And I was looking at one guitar display in the Oakland airport, and I had a little time to kill, and actually even got serenaded in the airport by a young singer-musician. So it was just a great day, and really have to recommend the space clearing. And then I typed this on the fast chat earlier. I got home and I did the space clearing in my basement individually, and I felt a lot of energy leave for the demonic entities, and so I'm curious what that is.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. That's so great for you to share that. I was definitely smiling here. So thank you. So, Ron, over to you.
Okay. Two ways to look at that. Number one is, did the churches bring these in so they can get rid of them? Okay, so normally when you talk about demonic, it's demons, and demons are normally talked about in the Bible, and so right away it's the devil energies, okay? So kind of let's get on the same page here. So we understand that typically came, we'll say, from Christianity, although it could have been here with other aliens being here also as shapeshifters. We'll just go to the Christianity aspect here. So let's just say that one way of looking at it, okay, with an open mind, open heart mind, we'll say, because your real mind may not want to go there, okay? The mind in your head that we use all the time. But let's just say that for some reason the darkness wanted to imprint into the Bible that they're going to come through to you through the reading the Bible, okay? Remember, it's in there. Like I say, when you do psychic readings, you know, you're putting your finger and stirring up the pot of the dark side. And so, and you may get some of that stuff on your finger. So, you know, did they put that in there because they were here before? Or did they put it in there because they wanted you to activate that as it's being read in the church services? And then they use themselves, you see. You pray to the God that gave it to you, right, to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting concept. So I just thought I'd throw that out to everybody. You know, so is the solution in the answer, okay, in a sense, okay? Karen's question was, I believe, about the dark side, these dark side beings, these demonic things. She got rid of them, and maybe possibly where they came from. So let's just see here, okay? I'll take a look. It could also be the shapeshifters that appeared. So let's just do a clearing here for everybody. since you're probably all kind of maybe interested and maybe also confused about how the Bible would bring forth demons by reading it, okay? So, very interesting. Remember, you have to look at this in a different way of looking at things, right? So here we go. So let's take out the alien aspect out of this here. So if you have anything lurking in your house, we'll work on the alien energies that could be there. So I don't know if I'm answering the question for you completely, Karen, but we'll see what happens here. This is where they want to go here with this. So but thank you for calling. If I don't say that afterwards. So here we go. This is the alien energies here that are in everybody's house. As shapeshifters, remember, these are invisible beings. They can even go into a pitcher and live there and look out of the eyes of the pitcher. Okay? So here we go. Or even a doll, if you have a doll around or something. Maybe you have a pitcher or statue of Mother Mary. Well, it could go in there, too, and look out of it. Okay? So here we go. Getting rid of these things now, getting the light ship to come in. We're going to bring in the beautiful star Bethlehem to come into your particular room where you are and throughout your whole house. This is a defense plate ship that protected Jesus so he could come down here and be born. After that, it was our wonderful Galactic Federation to protect him, and we know what happened to him. So here we go. This is the star Bethlehem coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is one of the light ship defense ships here. And we ask it now to come into your room, and it'll kick butt. So I'll be very brief and right to the point. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So hopefully you're feeling this energy leave you. It could be in your body even, maybe out of your room. It might be causing you to do strange things. And interesting, my fast chat is not working. I got a white screen for quite a while. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the alien energies, okay? Now, let's just say that these energies were created by people for their thought forms, okay? So maybe once upon a time, somebody drew a picture of a being that was not alien, but they wanted to make it look awful, and they showed it to a bunch of people, and they now imprinted that into some kind of cosmic cloud out there that's still controlled by the aliens because they gave it to you. But mainly people believed in it. They prayed to this thing. Remember, when you get something energy, you're giving it your power. No difference than praying to it, P-R-A-Y. And so everybody now knows typically what the devil looks like because you probably have seen this thing with the horns and stuff on it. You know, the church has had it, and we all have it in our genetic history. So just by knowing about that, you are giving it power. And it's living through people's belief systems, okay? And it can manifest. I'm not saying that it doesn't manifest. It can and will. So here we go. Let's just work with this energy now. So 1, 2, and we'll empower the star Bethlehem to get rid of this. Remember, the light ship only works when you ask. So we have to do this process here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Annika, I turn it back over to you.
Okay, so thank you. I hope we answered your question, Karen, and I don't know if you're still on, but are you there? I think she's gone. So thank you so much for calling in, and thank you, the other callers, too. And I just wanted to briefly mention, because we're coming up to the end soon, that Ron has an upcoming event very soon at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles at Booth 308, Friday, February 12th through Sunday, February 14th. And he will have two lectures going on Saturday, and they are free lectures. And Also, he will have the light infusion chamber. And maybe if you have some time, Ron, do you want to mention a little bit about that? And if you want to call Ron or get in contact with Ron, I do want to quickly mention that you just want to email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And we have upcoming calls that he does, weekly calls, conference calls, and one is on Monday, and he does three of them. They're wonderful to do. And then also the eight-hour calls that we mentioned earlier. So that's how you contact him, and there's still time to get on all those calls. So over to you, Ron.
So the Light Infusion Chamber, if you haven't been in there and you hear me talking about it, boy, it's quite something, because you walk in there, you're on the light ship, light beams are working with you instantly. It's an extension from the light ship for you to go into, and they first start taking away the crud around you, using that term there, the stuff, and this is what people see and reads. Okay, so when you walk into it, if you had somebody who was a little more sensitive, a seer, they would see you with a lot of, like, fog or maybe smog around you. And this could be around you for about 10 foot in diameter, okay? And this is why people look kind of hazy. Now, once you go into the chamber for the first time, 5 minutes, you walk out of there, and that's cleared from you. I mean, you look at people when they come out, and you go, wow, this person's changed. You don't know how they've changed. And they normally have a big smile on their face because part of their low got taken away. But aside from that, they look different. Now, if you go in more times, then you start having a lot more clearings done, and they start working more internally to you. So the first time is like a really nice shower, and then after that, they start working with you. So we have an unlimited version for $100, and you know, I'd recommend if you can, if you're in L.A., if you live in L.A., to come Friday and go through it, you know, maybe 10 times throughout the 3 days of the expo. And most people go into it about 10 times for the unlimited. So, and you need to take some time in between to let your body assimilate the energy. So normally most people come back about every half an hour minimum to probably an hour, and they come back in it again. So this is what we do. And you're a different person afterwards. I mean, if you're looking for instantaneous healing, people have seen the light beams, they come out and they feel like they don't weigh anything. So it's very, very wonderful. So that's at the Conscious Life Expo, LAX Hilton in Los Angeles. And so hope to see you there. You can go to their website, too. I'm sure it's ConsciousLifeExpo.com, probably. But Light Infusion Chamber is wonderful. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you for calling Karen for the last caller. And I believe Larry and whoever else may have been on the fast chat. Blessings to all of you. I'll bring in some peace energy through the light beam on your monitor screen. She'll be active for the next, say, half past the hour. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get ready now for our next conference call. It's $20, and it starts at half past the hour, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We go to the light ship, and we do the same thing on Fridays. So, blessings to all of you. See you later, everybody.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.